Hello and welcome to another edition of another Manchester City podcast. In this episode, I'll be looking at the latest transfer stories concerning Manchester City and what moves they could make in the January transfer window. It does appear to be pretty self-explanatory what the world champions could target and who in January. The midfield is the biggest issue. You only have to look at the past seven games to see that City are lacking in their midfield is lacking for options. Pace, energy and fatigue is a big factor in that. Obviously, Rodri's loss with an ACL injury has crippled City's midfield. Then you factor in Mateo Kovacic's most recent injury and you can see that the issues are plain to see. Then the heavy workload on Gundogan, Rico Lewis, Bernardo Silva and others. It's just a flow-on effect. So with the January transfer window only a month away, you do should get the feeling that City are going to move for at least a midfielder, but I do believe, as I've written on esteemcompany.com, that they potentially do need to bring in two. Now, you only have to look at who's linked currently for recent reports to see that City could look for two. It probably is unlikely based on the squad size Pep Guardiola likes to work with, but I do feel there is merit for adding two midfielders. The first most prominent player being linked of late has been Martin Zubimendi, the Spanish international midfielder from Real Sociedad. His situation with his release clause is a typical City signing where City tend to pay the release clause to avoid any lengthy and protracted negotiations. Take that out of the equation as a player, Zubimendi is almost the ideal replacement for Rodri based on the fact he does this plays the exact same role for Spain. You only have to look at the European Championship final where Spain beat England 2-1 to see Zubimendi stepped into Rodri's role at half-time. As a player, he would immediately improve City's midfield. His strengths are clear to see. He's a typical Spanish midfielder on the ball. His defensive positioning is brilliant. And his work rate all over the pitch, whether it be for club and country, would be ideally suited to playing for Pep Guardiola's midfield. As a player, Zubimendi ticks nearly every box needed for a City midfielder, but there is one catch for any potential move for the Spanish international. We saw last summer that he rejected a move to Liverpool after they were willing to meet his release clause, and he stayed loyal to Real Sociedad. It's a commendable move that on the part of Zubimendi, but if City can convince him that his future lies at the Etihad, he would be almost the first move City could make in January. He's the perfect player for Pep Guardiola's system, and his quality is evident every time you see him play. That leads into the next player who's been prominently linked of late, which is Adam Wharton from Crystal Palace. Wharton's a different type of player in comparison to Zubimendi, in that he's a lot younger. He's not the finished product, not as much as Zubimendi is. And while I rate Wharton, and I think he's going to be a really good to great player in time, a January move, if he was, for argument's sake, the only midfielder City bought in, would he be ready to step into a role as prominent as the one he'd be asked to play almost immediately in Pep Guardiola's side? That's the question with Wharton. As a player, a young player, he's probably one of England's brightest young talents, but you've just got to look. Would he step into Rodri's role straight away? That's not a knock on Wharton, being a young player, but I just can't see that being the only move City would make. If they were going to bring in Wharton, I think they'd bring in a player like Zubimendi and have the two, and that way you can develop Wharton and play him when needed and have the quality of a Zubimendi. But having said that, would City buy two midfielders? That's the question. But back on Wharton, he's a quality player. The links are there. It would be a costly move. Crystal Palace, from all reports, aren't keen to sell him in January. And if they were, it's going to cost a sizable fee. The dreaded English tax would probably apply, as it does with all English players. But Wharton on paper is a quality player. You only have to watch him when he arrived at Crystal Palace last season and when he was at Blackburn before that move to see his quality is evident. He went to the European Championships with England last summer, and you can see why. He's going to be a special player in time. But looking at him, he's a typical City target where he's young and his best is ahead of him. But back to the point that I made previously, and I've written this on several occasions on esteemcompany.com, I just can't see that being the move City would make. The other factor in that is Wharton's had groin issues this season and is only just about to return either this week. He may return this weekend when City goes to Selhurst Park. So there's the other another factor in any potential City move for Wharton. They wouldn't want to be bringing in another injured player or player with injury concerns based on the concerns surrounding Pep Guardiola's squad currently. That's just one thing to look out for, but Wharton as a player, I can see him moving to City eventually or a club like City. But for now, I'm just going to hold fire on how strong that links are based on his age, what City actually need in January in a midfielder, and Wharton's injury history for this season alone. Not as all told in his career, but just this season it's a concern, especially with City's own injury issues. The other midfielder, and I've written about him several occasions on several occasions for on esteemcompany.com, is Ederson from Atalanta. I think he's a superb player, and if I looked, Zubimendi would be at the top of the list if you were going to bring a midfielder in, and Ederson, in my opinion, would be right alongside him. I've spent a lot of time this season watching Atalanta play, and he stands out for me. He can play as an 8 or a 6. There's a lot of shades of Fernandinho in his game, and looking at what City lack, I think Ederson would provide. You see some various reports on him, and his quality in possession isn't as high as, say, a Rodri, but whose is? But back to that point, I do believe that Ederson is a quality player. When I've watched him play, he's good on the ball. His ability to track back would immediately fit into Pep Guardiola's squad. For me, if I was picking one midfielder and I could add one in January, he would be it. But there's a catch. Atalanta are flying this season, and from all reports and from what I've gathered asking around, it's unlikely that they'll sell him while they're up to their eyeballs in the Serie A chase, and they're not under any financial pressure to sell one of their most important players. So that's the catch there. So through three midfielders, there's three there I've named. You would think Zubimendi might be City's top target, but there has been a report today from Italy that they are making a move for Samuel Ricci from Torino. He's another one, 23-year-old Italian international. He has impressed on this season for Torino and for his country, but then I feel he's in the Adam Wharton boat. While it looks like he's got the talent and he's going to be a very good player and already is one, is he ready to play the role that Rodri plays? That's my question mark with Ricci. But what I've seen and the Torino games I have watched, he is a good player. I'm just not sure he could step in and play a role for City a la a player like what Zubimendi probably could immediately bring in. That's my only question mark there. There's two other areas of concern for me with City's squad that you could address in January. The first one of the two is support for Erling Haaland up front. Looking now, we've got a sample size of evidence after selling Julian Alvarez to Atletico Madrid in the summer. Haaland lacks support. He's our only striker. We haven't got another option to play up front without if he's rested or, God forbid, he gets injured this season, which is a scenario no one wants associated with City wants to contemplate. But we have missed Alvarez, and the lack of support for Haaland does stand out when you watch City play. It has been Erling Haaland or bust, and that's a problem. But if we were to move for a striker in January who's going to come to the club and essentially be a backup to Haaland, who could you find? No striker in their prime is going to leave a club where they're playing regularly and scoring to come to City to sit behind Haaland. That's where if you were going to look for a striker, you need to find one similar to Alvarez who can play with him or just off him or perhaps in a wide role. Or a player which Sam Lee reported late in the transfer window for The Athletic, like Kyogo from Celtic. He's a proven goal scorer in Europe, albeit with Celtic in Scotland, but from what Sam Lee's report suggested, he would be happy to come to City and play as a backup to Haaland. Whether or not Celtic would sell him or City are interested remains to be seen, but a player like that could be the player to target to add more quality up front behind Haaland and alleviate the issue of City's over-reliance on Erling Haaland and his goals. That's one position I think City, if you were going to give it a percentage, it'd be a 50-50 whether they'd move for a striker or not. But I do think they will definitely do it next summer if it's not done in January. But looking at City's recent play, I do think there's merits to the idea of looking for one in January. But having said that, Claudio Echeverri does arrive at the club next month. So perhaps with his arrival, we may not look for a striker. And then Oscar Bob should return from injury sometime next month. And before he went down with his fractured leg, he did look like he was going to play as a false nine to give Haaland the rest he needs when he needs it. The other one position, and I mentioned it on the previous edition of the podcast when I reviewed City's loss to Liverpool, was at right back. Kyle Walker's form's become a huge concern. So it does look or appear to me that City do need a right back, at least at the latest next summer, but there is merit to the idea of buying one in January. And reports have emerged today that City are linked once again with Bayer Leverkusen and former City Academy player Jeremy Frimpong. For me, Frimpong, if City could pull that move off in January, it would be an ideal move. Frimpong as a player is completely different to what Kyle Walker's strengths were when he was at his peak, as Frimpong has been an attacking weapon for Bayer Leverkusen. He stood out last season in their remarkable double-winning season, and you can see it whenever you see him play. He's more of an attacking fullback, similar if you were going to compare one to the old Cafu role, but his goal, the goal sense and the goals he provides for Leverkusen, Frimpong, that is second to none for a fullback. But he's more of a wingback. Defensively, there are question marks, and that's been the knock on Frimpong every time he's been linked to Manchester City. But I've written about this previously. I do feel a player like Frimpong would complement City's squad. With the Kyle Walker issues, we do need a right back, especially if Rico Lewis is going to play in midfield for the majority of the time. And that's where his future lies for me, and I've always thought that since he burst onto the scene. If you added Frimpong, you do get another option for Pep Guardiola, and then City could attack, have an overlap on their right-hand side with the way Frimpong plays, although he can cut in. But creating an overlap with our wingers who invert, like Savinho or Phil Foden when he plays on the right-hand side, Bernardo, it does give another option, and there is merit to the move looking at signing Frimpong in January. But like all January transfers, there is the catch of would Leverkusen contemplate selling him? Would he leave? And the usual question with January transfers with City, would they make that move in January? I can't say for certain whether they will or won't, but looking at it, I feel City could benefit from signing a right back. Excuse me. Obviously, the midfield's the big area. A striker to support Haaland would be ideal, and I do think they have to move for a right back based on Kyle Walker's recent form and issues with Akanji's fitness and form. And John Stones being injured is the only other two who can slot into right back outside of Walker and Lewis. So there is a case for City to move for a right back in January. Whether or not they do, I'm not sure. You will probably get a better indication over the next few weeks when more reports emerge of City's transfer plans. There are issues at the back, but there are reports today that City's injury crisis is beginning to lift. So I can't see City moving for a defender, a centre-back, that is, in January, barring some catastrophic injury. So, in my assessment, City need a midfielder, possibly two, especially if you're looking at a Zubimendi-Wharton type of combination to add to City's midfield, being an experienced, quality-proven player and a younger player. The odds of that, I'd see City moving for Zubimendi more so than Adam Wharton. Wharton would be more of a summer target when City's rebuild probably is due to kick off properly. Which leads into my next question. Can City afford to wait until next summer to start the rebuild, or is there merit in starting it, adding two or three players in January and letting them adjust to life at City for 6 months, get a boost from several new signings, which are clearly needed, and then add more players next summer when the rebuild for Pep Guardiola's squad looks scheduled to take off. I think there is merit in it. You get Pep Guardiola's system, especially for midfielders, is traditionally takes time for them to pick it up. So for an argument's sake, you bring in a Zubimendi or Wharton or an Edison from Atalanta or whoever the player is, if you can get them one or two of them in January, You'll get a lift. They'll improve City's midfield stocks because obviously Rodri's not back this season. Only if he is, it's not going to be till late. So they can get up to speed with what Guardiola demands. And you'll get a lift with their performances aiding City's midfield as it on the pitch immediately. And we do need that. You only have to watch the games, current games, City's current games across this 7-game winless run to see it. So it's not an issue that can be avoided from the Manchester City hierarchy, in my opinion. The right-back case I've covered, but I do think there's merit to City moving for a right-back in January, and I almost think they have to. But the same thing applies. If you bring in a Frimpong or whoever else you can target at right-back, I'm sure there'll be more right-backs linked to City in the coming days based on Walker's form, coming days and weeks. The same thing applies. You get a player in, you give them time to adjust, 6 months, then a summer, whatever summer it is with the FIFA Club World Cup, but I'll get onto that topic on another day. At least they can, a player, a right back and a midfielder can come in, learn, get 6 months in the system and start next season afresh. That's the benefit of City potentially bringing their rebuild forward to January or starting it, but whether or not they do remains to be seen. City typically don't move a lot in January due to the prices and a whole host of factors involved in the January transfer market, but this time it does look like they have to make those moves. I can't say for certain that they will, but in my opinion, I think they have to. So if it was me in charge of City, which it isn't, as I'm talking on a podcast, I'd be looking at a midfielder, striker, and a right back, ideally two midfielders. But that would be a costly process. But as we saw last summer, City have made a sizable profit on transfers last summer. Julian Alvarez being the big move. So there is money to spend. Whether or not they spend it in January or wait till the summer remains to be seen, but I can at least see a midfielder and potentially a right-back based on today's reports coming in. But we'll see what happens. There will be more reports to come over the coming weeks before the January transfer window opens. But for me, a midfielder or two is a must and a right-back. And if they could add a striker, even if it's a cheap option like a Kyogo, for example, from Celtic, it would be the perfect January transfer window to freshen up City's squad and start planning for the rebuild, which will be coming next summer, as that's just evident that's going to occur next summer. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow when I preview the Nottingham Forest game and keep an eye on any more breaking news that happens at Manchester City. Thanks for listening to another Manchester City podcast. I'm Adam Marrett, and I'll be back tomorrow for more.